It's 5 minutes with me.
Heyo, welcome. It's 5 minutes with Marco, and that's me. So Nuggets. If you're just diving in right now and you have no idea what I'm talking about, sorry about that. I do these little collections on some episodes of individual thoughts, and this is the 10th out of 12 of them, and we have three nuggets today. So here we go. I once wrote a book about hope. It's out of print now. It was a pretty good book, though. And part of the process of developing that was that I interviewed a bunch of people about their experiences of hope or the lack of it. And I recently came across the notes from those interviews, and I was struck by the profundity of this amazing bit from one of the young adult guys I interviewed. This is what he said. I have a lot of peers who get dissatisfied and equate that with something's wrong with me or others, blaming. But there's an invitation in this sense of unease. An invitation in that feeling itself that God is holding something out and waiting for you to step into something new. I've always seen my dissatisfaction as a welcoming thing. There's something more for you is great for providing hope. Brilliant, right? Got some dissatisfaction on this spring day? Good. Frame it as an invitation. There's something more for you. I considered not including nugget number two because it's absurdly childish, but you all know I work with middle schoolers, and at least partially I work with middle schoolers because I like things that are childish. So silliness approaching. Maybe you've heard this one before, but I had not. I was in another country speaking, and the MCs of the youth ministry event I was speaking at used this hilarious crowd breaker in one of the sessions. Get about five or eight teenagers up front. In this case, it was youth workers, adults, but you can do it with teenagers. Tell them they have to say a tongue twister as fast as possible five times, and that there will be a prize for the two or three who can say the whole thing without messing it up. The tongue twister is this. One smart fella, and he felt smart. To say it five times, though, you add to it each time. So one smart fella, and he felt smart. Two smart fellas, and they felt smart. Three smart fellas, and they felt smart. Four smart fellas, you get the idea, through five. What inevitably happens is that many of them to end up saying something like one fart smeller and dang. And when I saw this done, the entire crowd was cracking up. Only one contestant got it right on the first try. So the others kept trying until there were three winners. If you can get away with it, it would be pretty hilarious to do at a family event using parents up front. Yep. Wonderfully immature and hilarious. Okay. Our final nugget today. Rick Lawrence, old friend of mine. He was the editor of Group Magazine for years. Very insightful and kind fellow. I was at a gathering of national youth ministry leaders, and during one of the sessions, Rick was leading us in some thinking. He started by referencing John 5, 1 through 15, the story of Jesus with the man at the pool of Bethesda. And though the man's need is obvious, you guys have heard this before, Jesus asks him what he wants. Jesus forces the man to put skin in the game before Jesus moves to meet his need. And then Rick had us reflect on what we want. It's not a question that I'm asked very often in those kind of contexts. He encouraged us to avoid churchy answers and to get honest about expressing our deeper desires. Ultimately, Rick asked us to think about what we want for youth ministry as a whole, but he also invited us to think about what we want for ourselves and our organizations. I thought this was a fantastic exercise, one that could be used prior to an articulation of values. Anyway, what do I want? I wrote three categories: personal, the youth cartel, and youth ministry as a whole. Personal and youth cartel, as I sat with these for a moment, we only had 3 minutes to complete this exercise, and I really could have used 30 minutes. I realized that my deepest want for these first two categories could be summarized in one word: thriving. And I scratched down a handful of descriptors of what that would look like: full of life, hope, risky experimentation, wonder, freedom, growth, fruitfulness. For youth ministry as a whole, here's what I want: a release of control, a rekindling of imagination, leaning into collaboration, and tapping into imagination and emotion and being less obsessed with logic, rationality, and mechanization. How about you? What do you want for youth ministry as a whole?
The Youth Cartel Podcast Network.